and words are drifting. I had nowhere to go. I was hanging by threads of dust and bone. Every angel I knew was singing, "Son, come home." But the melody was hard to sing along. Oh God, you're my deliverer.
Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show tonight. I want to welcome Drew and Eric and all of you are listening on your iPads and iPhones and in the archives tonight. And I just want to say thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for allowing Mama Joyce to get her messages of hope out to the public. I'm going to make some announcements and then we'll get on with the show tonight, a very special show. I'm going to share some of my heart tonight and play some awesome music and tell all your friends and your coworkers and your brothers and sisters and family to give a listen to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope. It's uplifting and inspiring and encouraging. And I also take prayer requests towards the end of the show at 1-347-850-1527. Having said that, I just want to ask you folks to please support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices, and they help others like Mama Joyce to get their messages out to the public and have shows that help others stay informed of world events, as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out and tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. Also, we support HopeMill.com. They're in need of non-gender shampoo and deodorant this month in the San Fernando Valley, California. HopeMill.com, you go there, and Pearl Huber is the executive director, and they help the homeless and their veterans. They put supplies into their hands of toiletries and food and water and blankets. So please support HopeMill.com. Also, we support Chaplain Steve, and he has a wonderful, wonderful new business, and he is a workplace chaplain. He is a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology, and Chaplain Steve can help your loved ones through life's challenges. You could contact Chaplain Steve at 1-800-539-6143 or visit him at www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. Also, the gentleman who does the intro to my show is Matt, and he has a website called mattspeaking.com. He does voiceovers and wonderful, wonderful venues for that. So check out mattspeaking.com. And also, Mama Joyce has a website, and it's called angeloflovministry.com. Also, we support our precious veterans at ndvets.org, which is New Directions on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. They help our precious veterans. And, of course, let's not forget the California State Firefighters Association. I also would like to promote a movie that's going to begin shooting in April called Heavenly Deposit. HeavenlyDeposit.com is their website. And George Vincent and Rick Irvin are the director and producer of this wonderful Christian film. And I want you to check out the trailer and go to HeavenlyDeposit.com. If you're in the Southern California area, you can get in touch with them. They're looking for non-union extras to just play some parts in the films. And you can get in touch with them on Facebook at Heavenly Deposit the Movie. So check them out as well. Thank you once again for coming to the show, and I just want to hope you enjoy everything tonight. I'm going to start off with telling you a little bit about a movie that my son and I saw the other day, and it was called Miracles from Heaven with Jennifer Garner. And it was a true story based on a true story. And she was a mom living in Texas with her husband and her family. And her little girl had a very grave illness. And I don't want to tell you too much about it because I want you to go and see it. But it's based on a true story, and it's extremely well done. And it's a faith builder. It'll build your faith truly. You know, a lot of times, folks, we don't know why or how God works or why he does the things he does. Sometimes he'll step in and he'll heal somebody, and sometimes he won't. He'll heal them and take them home in that respect. But he does ultimately work everything together for our good, and I know this. He's got a purpose and a reason for each one of our lives. This little girl who was very gravely ill, and many people you may know are stricken with cancer and battling all kinds of diseases, children as well as adults. And I mean, cancer knows no age. And it affects many, many people on the earth today, especially with the pollution in our water and our food and everything. But I will tell you this, oftentimes God will step in and heal somebody or save somebody. And the reason for that is, so one of the main reasons, I believe, is so that that person can turn around and give someone else hope and encouragement. And that's so important because a lot of times we go through things and we feel we're alone. in it, and we're not. God is with us every step of the way, every step of the way. Miracles from Heaven, you need to see that movie, folks. Really, it's near and dear to my heart. It was just a real good faith builder. Having said that, I'm going to play this new song for you, and it's a song that is near and dear to my heart, and I hope that you'll enjoy it too, because no matter what you go through, grace wins. And, you know, I'll tell you, we've been through a lot in our lives, Eric and I, and many of you out there have had your own set of circumstances and challenges. And in spite of ourselves, oftentimes God blesses us just the same, and He gives us grace and mercy. And when He does those things, folks, He doesn't just do it only for our benefit, but hopefully we embrace those attributes that God has and possesses and instills in us so that we could turn around and give grace and mercy in someone else's time of need. That's so, so important. So here's the song called Grace Wins.
My weakest moment, I see you shaking your head in disgrace. I can read the disappointment written all over your face. Here come those whispers in my ear saying, who do you think you are? Looks like you're on your own from here. Grace could never reach that far. But in the shadow of that shame, beat down by all the blame, I hear you call my name, saying it's not over, and my heart starts to beat so loud now, drowning out the doubt. I'm down, but I'm not out. There's a war.
And they're fighting for a sacred space, but I'm
I'll tell you something. That is so true about God. You know, he gives us grace in our time of need. Lately, I've been going through a lot, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. I've had a lot of attacks lately, so I've enlisted prayer on Facebook and prayer sites and a few people. And I, you know, I wanted to share with you tonight. There is a particular movie that I saw. Also, my son and I saw this one as well. And it's called Born to Win. And Pastor Leon Treblanche and director Franz Conge did a magnificent job. It's a true story about Leon Treblanche. I was going to do the trailer for you tonight, but I can't seem to find it. I uploaded it, but it's not on here. So I'll just have to do it another time. But I did want to tell you a little bit about it. And what it is, it's a movie about this man who, he was growing up and he was abused by his stepdad. And he used to sit on the porch of his home and cry out to God and pray and pray. And, you know, he grew up and he became bitter and, you know, and kind of hopeless, I guess you could say. And, you know, but God had his hand on him. And, you know, it's just amazing how God works in our time of need. You know, don't ever think that you're alone. That's the thing. That's the main thing. You know, I shared my testimony, which is quite a testimony. Yeah. I don't share it with too many people because it's very intense. But I have shared it, you know, with some people. And I've been through a lot, you know. But one thing I must say, I never stopped loving. And I did learn to forgive at a deeper level and love at a deeper level. So that's got to count for something. And the reason why I bring up this movie, it really triggers a couple of situations in my life that happened. And so I got in touch with Pastor Leon on Facebook from the movie Born to Win. And he was kind enough to respond to me. I asked him if he would be kind enough to read my testimony, which he did, and I asked him to pray for me because, you know, sometimes you lose a little bit of heart, a little bit of hope. So many things, you know, hit you all at once, and sometimes you even wonder where God is in it all. So I wrote to him and I said, you know, I said, I really want to serve God with what time I have left on this earth because I am a senior citizen. You know, I would love very much to serve God in a way that would glorify him. Now, I have done that for the past 36 or 37 years or so in my own small way. And I'm very blessed to do that. I hope he was glorified. I hope he's glorified in this show and through the worship music and things that I play. But I want to do more. You know, for him, I want to make an impact and I want to win people to Christ through his unconditional love and his truth and his word. So I, you know, wrote to Pastor Leon and I said, could you please be kind enough to pray for me? And the director on Born to Win, which is on Facebook, Franz Conge, responded to me and said he prayed for me, bless his heart, and he passed the message on to Leon, which he did. So this is the prayer I wanted to share with you that Pastor Leon had prayed for me and with me, and it really, it moved me, it warmed my heart, and, you know, really gave me an encouragement and a hope. Lord, we stand before you. Lord, you said, Joyce, I have picked you. I haven't dropped you. Don't panic. I am with you. I'll help you and hold you steady. I'll keep a firm grip on you. Lord, please command your blessings upon Joyce. Let your blessings overtake her. Conceive her with power and hope upon hope. Comfort her with your love and peace in Jesus' name. Isn't that a beautiful prayer for him to pray for me? That was so kind. And then I sent him a dear thank you for doing that. And he wrote me back because I thanked him again. And I said, I've just been kind of discouraged lately and a little unsteady and a little weak. So sometimes I do that. I go to God immediately, of course. He encourages me through the word, but then he sends people to encourage you as well. Very funny, Eric. Eric says he still talks to you after you read your testimony. It's quite intense. But Eric, you haven't even read the testimony. So one of these days you will too. But I went through a lot, but I got through a lot with the Lord's help and blessing, and he gave me strength. I'm going to read what Pastor Leon shared with me, and that they're praying for me in South Africa, which is very, very special to me. So here's what he said. I read your email, Joyce, and this is all I could say. God will not drop you. You're in his hand. And he has a firm grip on you. The warriors of God that bleed the most was in the front. God is preparing you for something huge. You will be a powerful tool in God's hand. Close Satan's toolbox with your unbreakable fighting spirit. We are praying for you. You are a spiritual bulldozer. It's always too soon to give up. Blessings, Pastor Leon. Isn't that beautiful? So that really encouraged me. Yeah, one day, maybe, if you feel like it, I'm not going to force it on you. It's my son, Eric. I am very careful who I share my testimony with because, like I said, I've been through a lot, and it's an awful lot to take, at once. Because I've been through a lot. Some of the people who read my testimony can relate to one or two of the things, but not to all of them, because I've had many challenges, and they've all been genuine and true and accurate. However, God has seen me through every bit of them, and he uses every situation that I went through in my life for his glory and my good. So there's a lot of people who have read my testimony who can relate to some of it, and they really feel that they can get through whatever it is that they're going through as well. So having said that, I'm going to play this next song for you, and I hope that you will enjoy it. It is something that it really moves me. It moves me. I don't know. I'm trying to find it here for you. Let's see. Oh, Tell Your Heart to Beat Again by Danny Gokey. This song really moves me because, sometimes we go through so much in our life that we have to tell our hearts to beat again, But I'm going to play this for you, and I hope you really enjoy it. It's really a wonderful. Danny Gokey was on American Idol, and he was runner-up. But he's just a fantastic, anointed musician.
Like you've never been before, the life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. Your words fall short in times like these, but this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be.
God has got us right in the palm of his hand, and he loves us so much. You know, I really need for all of you to realize that he does love us, all of us, and he's never forsaken us. He never leaves us. You know, and I want you to realize that. That's important because a lot of times we feel alone, and we're not. You know, so just rest assured that you're never alone. He does care, and he desires a relationship with us. He wants us to read the Bible, learn about him, have experiences of love and mercy and grace with him as he leads us. You know, it's so important that you understand that, you know, because sometimes we just get so weak in our walk, we can't even utter the words. And we wonder where he is. Does he hear us? Does he love us? But indeed he does, and he is there. I'm one to tell you that with all the experiences that I've gone through over my lifetime up until present, he's never forsaken me. He's never turned his back on me. And he's been there with me every step of the way. Even though sometimes I may not have felt his presence, I knew he was there because of past experiences. This next song I'm going to play for you is by Casting Crowns. And a lot of times, like I said, we just have to understand that he is there, and all we need to do is just be held.
Thank you. hold it all together. Everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. If your eyes are on a storm, you'll wonder if I love you still. But if your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted. In time you'll understand, I'm painting beauty with the ashes. Your life is in my hands. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held.
Just be held. You know, he does hold us in the palm of his hand, and there's a lot we don't understand because we're so limited in our way of thinking and in this form being human. But God is so far more advanced than we are. He sees the whole picture. We only see what's in front of us and what's tangible. That's where faith comes in. And it's important to remain faithful. It's not always easy. Sometimes even Mama Joyce has lost her faith and her hope, but I didn't remain there. You know, God lifted me up out of the muck and the mire and helped me, you know, and he makes diamonds out of dust, you know, and you need to really understand that. You can't understand it unless you know Jesus as your personal Savior. You know, he came to this world, God sent him here so that he could die on the cross for our sins. And no greater love is that than to just give up your life for the sins of the world. So that is a deep love. And those who are forgiven much love much. And I've been forgiven a whole lot. And that's why I love so deeply. I get discouraged sometimes, like everybody does. You know, sometimes I have people who feel threatened, you know, against me, or feel angry towards me or whatever. They may not understand where I'm coming from. So they get a feeling of, you know, anger or jealousy or feel threatened. And that hurts me, because I would never hurt anybody for the world. I really wouldn't. My heart is one of Christ, and I love people, and I love to help people. Oftentimes I'm misunderstood, you know, but I'm in good company, because Jesus was too. You know, he was hated by a lot of people who didn't understand him and felt threatened by him, because they didn't want to give up their power or their control over people or situations. But, you know, I'll tell you, when you have the freedom to love the way Jesus loves and the way God, his Father, loves, it's such a freeing feeling. You know, you can't compare, you can't put it into words. And that's what I'm learning and growing in, is that feeling of love, unconditional love. And then when someone rises up against me or doesn't understand me or thinks of me in a negative manner, I want to be able to love them the way Jesus loves them and see them the way Jesus sees them. So I pray for that often. And those of you who are listening tonight and in the archives, please pray that with me, that I see people with Jesus' eyes and love people with his love. You know, that's what I want. That's what I desire. Never have I loved so deeply as I do God and his Son, Jesus Christ. He's given me a heart of love, and I love to share that with other people and offer them hope. This next song I'm going to play is by Third Day, and it's called Love Song, and I hope you enjoy it.
That I give you, and I promise.
love that song because I love being in the presence of God. And, you know, oftentimes, like I said, we may not feel him around us, but he indeed is around us. And I love the times that I do feel him around me and that I'm in his presence. You know, he gives us wisdom and discernment, understanding and knowledge. All of these are fruits of the Spirit, and love and forgiveness and understanding and compassion. These are the attributes and characteristics of God and his Son, Jesus Christ. He loves us unconditionally. He desires a relationship with us, not religion. God isn't into religion. He's into relationship. And he wants very much to know us and for us to know him. And we do that by reading the Word, the Bible, by praying, and, you know, realizing that we make mistakes and we fall short. He does not expect perfection. And like I said, sometimes he'll do things that we don't understand, but we just got to trust him and have faith that he'll work it out for our good, because he does. You can look back and see all the things that he's brought us through. A lot of times you'll experience and wonder, gee, how did that happen? And well, it was the hand of God. How did he open that door? You know, how did I get that job? How did I get healed of that? You know, when they said there was no hope for me. And, you know, so many things that we need to understand more about relationship with God and his Son, Jesus Christ. And I'm hoping that the people who listen to my show get to know that more and more. No matter what is done against us, God is for us. And, you know, they may be able to kill our bodies or shoot us, whatever, but they can't kill our soul and spirit. You know, that belongs to God. We belong to God, and especially if you turned your life over to Jesus and live a life for him. You know, that's what he desires, a relationship, and he desires us to make him Lord and Savior of our lives. So I hope that that encourages you to want to get to know him, a God of love, that you realize that no matter what you go through in life, whether it's good, bad, or otherwise, or challenging, he is there with you, and he dwells in the midst of you, and he loves you with a heart that is unconditionally loved. And you can't ask anything more than that, I'm telling you. This next song I'm going to play for you is by Lauren Daigle, and it's called First.
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I wanna know you, I wanna find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart.
I will bring my heart and
let nothing ever come before. You are my treasure.
You know, it's so important also today. All these things are very important and vital. They're like the heart beating in your chest and the brain working in your head. To love one another, to help each other, and put away the finger pointing and the hurting words that tear down people. You know, we need to build each other up, not tear each other down, especially being Christian. We want to encourage people and love them and lead them back to Christ. You know, there's a lot of times we may not have an answer for what they're going through, but sometimes it's just nice to sit down and make yourself available and listen to them and maybe give them a hug or some support. You know, there's people that are really hurting in our world and, you know, battling their own set of challenges and circumstances. And they feel alone. And they may not know God, or if they do know God, they may still feel alone because they don't have the kind of relationship that He desires to have with them. There's been times I felt very alone as well, even though I love the Lord and I have the Lord, because I let my circumstances overtake me, and I lost focus, and I put my focus on my challenges and the circumstances that surrounded me. So when you do that, of course you're going to feel alone and hopeless and not encouraged. So try to remember, no matter what you're going through, whether it's pain, physical, mental, emotional, whether it's lack of a job or finances or relationships, whatever it is, put God first. Know that you're not alone, and put your focus back on the truth and His promises that are in the Word. The truth says, if you obey my commandments, I will give you the desire of your heart. And the two greatest commandments that God offers is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind and your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. You obey those commandments and watch how you grow in Christ. Watch how you grow in the ways you know, of God and not the ways of the world. These are indeed the end times, and we need to really turn our hearts and our nation back to God. I've only got about 7 minutes left on the show, and before I take us out with this last song, I wanted to pray and say a prayer for everybody. And a lot of people are hurting and going through sickness and illness and cancer and financial ruin and job loss and relationship troubles and worry and stress and frets. And so I just wanted to lift everybody up there tonight, Drew and Eric and all your loved ones and our veterans and military and all the persecuted Christians in the world. and all of those who are struggling with sickness and challenges of finances, relationships, loss of loved ones, all of you tonight. And just know that Mama Joyce really deeply cares about each and every one of you, even though I may not know you, and I lift you up and to God, and I ask Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, I lift up these precious ones and Chaplain Steve and Pearl Huber and at HopeMill.com and Sharon Kim and my sister Susie and my cousins and all of our loved ones, especially our military and our vets and the firefighters and all of the persecuted Christians in the world. Like I said, I lift them all up to you. Those who are listening, you know who they are. You know what they have need of, Father. And I ask that you reach from heaven and meet those needs and show yourself powerful. Reveal your love to each and every one of them, Father, and meet those needs. And we are careful to give you the gratitude and the glory. And we thank you for this opportunity to come together and lift up these precious ones to you, all of them who are in need in Melvin and Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and their loved ones who need prayer, and ARC. And I just want to thank you, Father, for this time. And I give you all the glory and gratitude. And I lift up my sister Cynthia to you, too, and Olivia and Lisa, who are going through some hard times right now, too. And Drew and Chris and Eric once again, and Chaplain Steve, I just lift all of you up, and I ask that God meet your needs, keeps you safe, protected, healthy, and prosperous, and that you draw closer to the Father, and that he protects you and keeps you safe. And we praise you and give you all the glory in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Lord, thank you for helping me to praise you in the storms and to lift up my hands and worship you, even in the hardest of times, Father. My love goes deep for you, and I pray that this show glorifies you and that my life glorifies you. And Lord, I just want to thank you once again for giving me a godly son, and just praise you for him. In Jesus' name, amen. This song is Praise You in the Storm. And I want to thank all of you for coming tonight. I love you. And be safe. And next Sunday is Resurrection Sunday, Jesus, for Easter. So I wish all of you a safe and loving and remembering Jesus, what he did for us on the cross. Not just next Sunday, but every day. God bless you and have a good night.
Down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again I say amen, and it's still raining. As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. As your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm.
God bless you all. Thank you for coming to the show. And I hope you have a good, safe weekend.